among us hasn't dreamt of making that big scientific contribution or discovery? If that's you, the Hawaii and Pacific Islands King Tides Project may be your chance.
We're trying to document these high water level events to give us some kind of snapshot into what could be a common everyday occurrence with future sea level rise.
Matt Gonzer is with the University of Hawaii's Sea Grant College program, and he's recruiting citizen scientists, ordinary folks like you and me, to collect data by snapping photos of what happens when the highest of high tides, or king tides, meets sea level rise. Is there flooding? Is there erosion?
You know, what does it actually look like on the ground?
Oceanography professor Mark Merrifield is the director of the Center for Coastal and Climate Science and Resilience at the University of Hawaii at Manoa.
How is the beach affected? Is it running up on the road?
Merrifield has studied sea level rise for over 30 years and says nothing can quite replace firsthand human observation.
We have a very comprehensive system, but it is not everywhere. It would be great to see what the impacts are at different places around the state, and so that's where the citizen scientists can really help us.
Last year, Gonzer recruited 60 citizen scientists, contributing over 500 photos during two king tide events. But continuous data collection is needed when it comes to observing the combined impact of natural or cyclical changes like king tides and sea level rise, which Merrifield says is subtle.
We're talking about, you know, inches of change over very decades. And so it's not something that you would go out and say, point to something and say, well, that's sea level rise and that's global warming. It's a little more complicated than that.
According to Merrifield, the rate of sea level rise that we've been seeing for the last century is going to double and even triple over the next few decades.
That's when the awareness of it will be much more abrupt and obvious.
The reality is that change is coming, and that needs to be part of discussion to both anticipate, prepare for, and that's what we hope that the Citizen Science Project can initiate, because when you're out there and experiencing it, you cannot ignore it. It's real. The inevitability of sea level rise is here, and now the discussion moving forward is what to do about it.
The first king tides of summer are rising with the new moon tomorrow, with impacts to be seen as early as today and lasting through Friday. Project photos and links on how you can get started are available on our website. For HPR News, I'm Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.